federal probe of a failed bank. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Fox News has confirmed the Justice Department is in the early stages of probing the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, specifically looking into nearly $4 million worth of shares the bank's ousted CEO cashed out before the Fed seized the troubled bank last Friday. Congressional Republicans accuse federal banking regulators of being asleep at the wheel.
We need to go back and ask all these financial regulators, are you focused on the regulations that can prevent these things like Silicon Valley occurring in the future? And I believe we're going to find some shortcomings in supervision.
North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis, Massachusetts Democrat Senator Elizabeth Warren writing the bank's former CEO demanding he explain his stock sales. President Biden Tuesday meeting with family members of some of the victims of January's mass shooting in Monterey Park, California.
I'm
here on behalf of the American people to mourn with you, to pray with you, to let you know you are loved and not alone.
But he also called again for Congress to ban certain types of weapons and signed an executive order directing the Attorney General to work toward universal background checks for gun purchases without congressional approval. Russia claims its fighter jets did not impact an American drone over the Black Sea Tuesday. Pentagon spokesman General Patrick Ryder says there was indeed contact.
One of the Russian Su-27 aircraft struck the propeller of the MQ-9, causing U.S. forces to have to bring the MQ-9 down in international waters.
The State Department has summoned Russia's U.S. ambassador. Heavy snow may be to blame for a natural gas leak that forced the evacuation of a Lake Tahoe, Nevada high school Tuesday. Incline High School posting on social media it took crews 9 hours to dig a 4-foot-deep trench through the snow to find the leak and fix it. More than 50 feet of snow has fallen in that area this winter. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
House Oversight Committee Chairman Republican Congressman James Comer says another member of the Biden family may have been involved in influence peddling.
The new accusation comes after Comer subpoenaed Bank of America for a whopping 14 years worth of bank records related to three associates of Hunter Biden, including Rob Walker, a former Clinton official. Comer says Walker's account activity reveals it received a $3 million wire from individuals associated with the Chinese Communist Party about 2 months after then-Vice President Biden left office. He explains the Walker account then transferred those funds into the accounts of three Biden family members, including someone they've never investigated before.
Fox's Aisha Hosni reports Representative Comer so far refusing to identify the potential additional Biden family member. The EPA is proposing the first federal limits on harmful forever chemicals in drinking water, saying it could prevent thousands of illnesses. A military contractor in Alabama has developed a potential safety shield to protect against school shootings.
Kevin Thomas was spending his time making ballistic housing units for the military with his company, KT Security Solutions. But after the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas last spring, his focus shifted to the classroom.
We came up with a deployable solution that takes up 5 inches of wall space when it's not being used in the corner of a classroom.
The pilot program for the Rapid Deploy Safe Room system started in the classrooms of West Elementary. The unit expands into the safe room in less than 10 seconds. Once in place, it locks from the inside that can only be unlocked by a teacher, serving as a ballistic shield in the event of an active shooter, a shelter during severe weather, or an additional space for students and teachers.
Julian Brooks of Fox 6 in Birmingham reports that technology is now being tested in two special education classrooms. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.